What happened to Sandhurst is that a bomb hit the school, and the sides were still up, but the middle was completely destroyed because of the bomb.
I think it happened midday. I think they were eating in the dining hall, because I remember our teacher telling us that they were eating, and then the plane was kind of in disguise, because it was flying quite low instead of high. Yes. And then it waved to them, then it pressed a button which made the bomb drop on kind of the middle of the school. There's still parts of this school that is kind of not damaged, and there's some parts of this school that are new.
And also in the infant playground there's a memorial garden with all the people who died. Their names are there on the ground, and flowers there also. And sometimes we go there to remember them and what happened in the war and stuff.
The infants part is like all new, and our side is the part that hasn't been bombed. So it's quite sad to know that our school was like bombed, but and now and again well, it's sort of hard to explain.
And to remember the people who died, we built a memorial garden in the infants' playground. So it has all the names, all the teachers and children. And the place I'm recording now was actually the bit that got bombed, because we were just looking at a picture and it looks exactly the same as where we are now.
Well, when the bombing happened, when you come straight into the gate, on the right-hand side, that's the oldest part of the building, because the left-hand side, that's where the bombing actually happened. So the right-hand side is one of the oldest parts in the building. And the bombing happened in 1942.
The teachers told us a story on one of the assemblies, and basically it was about a sister and a brother, and I think the brother tried to get the sister under the table before him, and was trying to get something else to get under the table as well. And then I think there was a bit of the building that was falling down, and he got the sister under the table, and the rock dropped, the building dropped on top of him.
When the building collapsed, people all around the area helped, like, clean up the rubble to find people if they were still alive and if they have survived, like, even though it fell on top of them. And when they found the sister's brother, he just about was breathing, but they couldn't save him when he got taken to the hospital.
And I met a woman one day who was actually in that war, in this school, and she was the one who got bombed. She got bombed.
What our school does to remember every anniversary of it, we have a special assembly, and we talk about it in assembly, and then we go back to class and we just learn about it a bit more. I think I know why Catford's called Catford, mainly because normally fords are like roads that are in like shallow rivers, and I think Catford is called Catford because there was a ford nearby, and cats normally like hanged around near the ford.